Dang it. What was I saying? The human dongle.
Oh, get your finger out of my eye.
Way better now that you've stopped touching it.
Yes, I was...
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain, and the waving wheat can sure smell sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain.
Welcome back to Okla Said. It is the official Okla Ed podcast. I'm so thankful for this podcast.
I'm thankful that you're thankful.
Well, and I'm thankful for Scott, and I'm thankful for Okla Ed.
I am thankful as well, for me as well, because without me, the podcast wouldn't be happening.
That's so true.
No, I'm kidding.
About to say that.
I'm thankful that you participate on this journey as well, Aaron. It's been quite fun. 41 episodes in.
Yes. So I don't know if the listeners have gleaned yet, but this is our Thanksgiving episode.
Oh, yes. For informational purposes, Thanksgiving for us was yesterday. So.
Yeah, it was it, for me too. It was.
Yeah. So, for those of you scoring at home, depending on when you listen to this. I hope you listen to this after Thanksgiving. If you catch this podcast before Thanksgiving, wow, that's really weird.
Unless, like, you know, they're going and celebrating with their family this weekend and you mysteriously get this put up today, maybe there's a possibility.
Yes, okay. You are correct.
I'm making things up. That's what I do.
That's what you do, and it works out so well.
This week's topic was what we are thankful for.
Yeah.
Or what are we thankful for?
What are we thankful for? And it was hosted by Okla Ed. Did you know there's a Twitter account at Okla Ed?
Yes, I did know that. But maybe some of our listeners didn't. So if you don't know that, go out and follow them and stay abreast of all the new information that Okla Ed puts out.
Yes. I feel like you never know when you're going to get a tweet from the Okla Ed account.
Right. Well, and sometimes they're in there like during the chats too.
Yeah.
Throwing things out there.
That's so. Right.
Question one?
Yeah, dive in. Let's do it. I'm thankful that you're going to read question one.
What are you thankful for this year? So what are you, give me something you're thankful for this year,
Scott. Oh my goodness. I'm pretty thankful for my family hanging out through this journey called graduate school.
Yes, they are so gracious to give you time to study.
Yeah,
and even still do this. You know, you're kind of hogging the time there
on occasion, and I am more than grateful and thankful that they have been fairly patient through all of that. How about you? What are you thankful for?
I too am thankful for my family. I'm thankful that some of the sicknesses that have been around over the last year have kind of, you know, stayed away from us.
Oh, good deal.
And my father-in-law, who's kind of been sick also for the last month, he's kind of starting to feel better.
So, oh, good.
Yeah, maybe that, maybe he's turning a new leaf there. Good. But I'm thankful for, you know, we had over 30 people here yesterday.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of folks.
And it... My husband is one of 11 children.
That's a bunch of children.
Anytime we do family get-togethers, it gets pretty intense.
Yeah, yeah.
But not all of them showed up yesterday, you know, and so we missed them. But 30 people here eating dinner. And, you know, when you get that many people in a room that you love, you start feeling thankful.
Yeah. And probably talk a lot.
There's a lot of talk, yes.
Yeah.
Well... Let's get into the
tweets. Yeah, let's do. Okay. I'm thankful that you're going to get into the tweets.
I'm thankful for Drew Edmondson. I only found this one tweet. Maybe there were more. Mm-hmm. But he did at least take time to stop in and say hey to Okla Ed. And he said he was thankful for people who refused to give up on our state. That means you. And he's talking to the teachers and the educators out there under the Okla Ed hashtag.
Yep. And who is Drew Edmondson?
Aaron? Drew Edmondson is a man who
is running. He's running
for governor.
Yes, I believe so. So, and he is at
Drew for Oklahoma.
Right. I went with Natasha Jefferson here. She is at Jefferson_first. She said, "I'm grateful for my families," and I thought this was a perfect teacher tweet. I'm grateful for my families, immediate basketball and school families.
Yes. Perfect.
I think a lot of teachers feel that way. There's more than one family group that you roll with, especially if you sponsor something.
Well, and how many times have you said my kids and totally we're talking about your class versus,
right. Right. You know. Yeah, if you do that, then you have a school family.
Exactly.
Right. Question two, how have you been a blessing to your district or organization this year?
I don't know if they would call me a blessing. No, I'm just kidding.
A thorn in the side that we cannot get rid of. It's festering.
But sometimes that's a blessing,
that
too.
That sometimes is.
No, I went with a Jessica Robinson tweet on this one. She says, wow, I know I'm giving my best every day, and I love my kids. I've also taken on some extra work as a tech coach, and hope it's helpful. Mm. And then she was, she says, I love hashtag Altus Public Schools and Oakland Ed. And so, yeah, sometimes helping out as tech coach, if there is a tech coach or if there isn't one, it would, you know, alleviate some of the pressures on the tech coach. But just sometimes being that go-to person for your hallway or whatever, it's very helpful.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that that's helping their district.
Indeed, indeed. Oh, no, everybody, take a shot. We've done so well, not speaking of that word. So I went with Nathan Meggett. He is at NMeggett. He said, I've been a bucket filler, Okla Ed and hashtag SW Elementary, which I think is Southwest Elementary out there in Clinton. I loved that one. I hope in all form of pride that people think of me as a bucket filler some point. I just thought that was a good thing. Because that means, I just feel like if you're bucket filling, you're trying to help folks out along the way with something. And encouraging.
Yeah.
That
and it doesn't necessarily have to be the same thing for everybody. Yeah. You just helping where you can.
That's right.
Excellent.
Man, I don't... Aaron, do you smell that?
Gross?
Something is cooking in the oven downstairs and it smells delightful.
I thought we were going somewhere else with that.
We may have to podcast later.
Okay. I'm going to sneak question three in.
Oh, okay.
What makes... most thankful about being an educator and choosing this profession? Man, I mean, there were lots of amazing tweets here. For me, it's definitely seeing students get it. You know, whatever it is that I'm teaching, I love seeing them just get it. And then all of a sudden it like clicks and their, you know, synapses are firing in their brains, and that's worth it for me.
Yeah. And so who was your tweet?
Aubrey Noel, and she is at Aubrey Noel 2. She said, well, she didn't say a whole lot, but she tweeted a picture, and it is quite literally the cutest picture. I'm going to blow it up real quick so I can read this awesome picture.
It's pretty cute.
Come on, man. What's going on with my internet here? So it's a best teacher ever. And why is it not loading? Where is it? Do you get to see it on your side?
Barely.
It like disappeared on my side.
You moved it funky.
Okay. Well, tell us your tweet and I'll come back and read.
Oh, technology. We need the tech coach in the house. So I went with Lauren Pena. She is at Lauren_Pena16. She says, I'm thankful that I get to see how smart high schoolers are every day. I'm also hopeful that spending time around high school students will make me better able to get, quote unquote, my own kids when they hit the teen years. Hashtag wishful thinking. I know we have a teenager running around in the house now. It's a challenge.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Hormones are raging and all.
I have a 10-year-old who thinks she's 19.
Oh, yeah. We've got one of those also.
Ooh. All right. So I pulled up the letter.
Oh, thank goodness. Okay. It's read so it to cute. Us.
Okay. It says,
From student to teacher.
From student to teacher.
Right. Okay.
And this is her why to do it, right?
Yeah.
Dear Mrs. Hurt, thank you, Mrs. Hurt, for writing a letter. I hope next year you stay here so I can see you still. That why you are the best teacher ever. You are the best teacher because you are nice and sweet and also wonderful and very nice teacher. You also cute. That's why I tell you the best teacher ever because you really are all of that. For me, bye, Lessie. Bye-bye. Love, Lessie.
There you go.
I mean, I don't know what grade this kiddo is, but that's adorable.
Yeah, pretty sweet.
That is.
Do you have a file folder full of thank you notes you've gotten from your students?
Yes,
you do.
Not necessarily a file folder, but I've got them kind of
away. You got a shoebox or whatever.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I sure do. Yeah.
Yeah. I love the shoeboxes. So question four, take a moment and thank a few of your Okla Ed and Twitter PLN for helping you grow as an educator.
Yes, this was okay. So I was not a part of this chat mm-hmm. until this question.
Oh, is this when you popped in?
I was like, I'm not going to get on. I'm actually going to spend time with my family. Here right. it is. And then I start getting all these notifications coming through on my watch. And June Kim, B. Parisi, Jonathan Ashley. Anyway, June Kim first, I picked his tweet because it's, I mean, I love Vanessa Perez.
Yeah.
I love so many people here, but he says, Vanessa Perez, who continues to teach me to make sure to encourage everyone to participate, including them when they do and expect nothing but the best. Hashtag inclusion in action. And she is so good about tweeting just the perfect, you know, the perfect way to say, hey, not enough women in this book, or hey, not enough going on here. The inclusion, she is all about it, and she keeps me mindful of it as well.
Yeah, she does a really good job.
I picked a second tweet here. Yep. Jonathan Ashley threw out some love, and he said, at ebarn73, that's me, Mrs. Beck, Tyler Bridges consistently helped me remain sane, and at Cordell Eric, how do you say that?
Cordell Eric.
Eric. Okay, thank you. Keeps me grounded. Thank you all. I just thought that was so sweet. Yeah. And again, it got me going in the Twitter chat.
He does the bus.
Oh my goodness.
Bus store. Principal. Yeah. What's he call it? The bus stop principal.
Parking
lot principal.
Yes. Those are awesome. And if you haven't seen that, you need to get on YouTube. Check out Parking Lot Principal. And he's walking around live on the Facebooks and asking students about their day, what they learned, hitting up bus drivers sometimes. I mean,
and he's got on his vest, his reflective vest.
Somebody made it to say parking lot principal on it now. So like he's getting into it. I think he really likes it. I think it's
awesome.
Started as a whim and now it's something. So
yeah, now it's a thing.
Yes. Who'd you pick? Cool.
I went with Alicia Winters here, mostly because she thanked Okla said, which I was thankful for. So she's at Mrs. Winters 35. She said, I listen to Okla said every week at ebarn73 and at Teach From Here. Since four small kids don't allow for many Okla Ed chats in real time, I also send my stock at Mr. Josh Flores and at Ms. CRC112. But they know that.
I do
too. If you're not semi-stalking or just out and out stalking in a safe, non-threatening sort of way, Josh yes. and Laura, you're not living right.
No, absolutely
so not. I had a chuckle with the semi-stalk because who doesn't? I mean, like if you could just bask in their glory all day, you know how much better of teachers we would all be?
We would all be amazing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And thank you, Alicia, for listening to Okla Said. We appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, question five. Give an example of when your district or organization has made you feel appreciated. And so I know you picked a tweet, but do you see my notes here for you?
Yes, I can read the notes. But can I tell my story first? Please. So one year at Memorial, I was just teaching up a storm. You know, that's how I teach. It's like a storm. Yeah. Bolts of electricity. Storm. Yeah, I'm up mm-hmm. a storm. And my administrator, assistant principal, Carrie Higdon, came in. She just wheeled in the Starbucks coffee 20-gallon jug thing. And she's like, Mr. Hazelwood, how do you take your coffee? And like, I was mid-quadratic graphing whatever it was. And so Miss Higdon was just working her way up and down the hallway and serving Starbucks coffee to all of her faculty.
Aw.
Yeah, that was pretty fun.
That is really fun. All right.
So
pull up your Twitters.
Okay, I'm going to the Twitters right now. Twitter.
Type in A5 hashtag Okla Ed.
A5 hashtag Okla Ed.
And so the question is, give an example of when your district or organization has made you feel appreciated. And I thought, let's just read all of these because these are really, really good.
If you say so.
Okay. So Mrs. B, who is at Mrs. Baldwin CHS, said, after my second year in the classroom as an ALT certified teacher, I was given this. And it was the Teacher of Today by the Masonic Fraternity of Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Well done. Way to go. I was trying to mix
it. It's a podcast. You got to speak good. All right. So then Mary Jane Miller, who is at Mary Jane Miller, she said, seeing projects from bond issue coming to fruition during 2017, appreciate the support from admin staff, students, and patrons. Kids will benefit from better facilities.
Woohoo! Tanya Gaunt said, my district and at Coach 57 and Beauchamp Adam, oh, I'm the worst, makes me feel appreciated by notes, emails, and even Twitter, but recently a bit of a stipend. Mm-hmm. And yeah, if you don't know what Clinton's doing, get on the Twitters and check them out.
They shared some pictures.
Yep.
Mr. David Burton, who is at Mr. Burton MPS, one of them brilliant social studies folks down in Moore, one of the many brilliant. There you go, David. Many. He said, there was an employment opportunity that would have needed me to take a year or two leave of absence, and my superintendent told me there would always be a place for me in Moore Public Schools. Aww. That's awesome.
That is awesome. Janelyn Taylor, she said, kind words, notes, respect, thankful to be at CPS Reds, feeling valued. Mm-hmm.
Jessica Robinson, who is at Jess Rob, she said, I think appreciation and acknowledgement of my efforts and being cognizant of what takes place in my classroom is greatly appreciated.
Yes. Mrs. Waters English, she said, I cried in the principal's office, but I felt appreciated. And she also got a Teacher of Today by the Masonic Fraternity of Oklahoma.
That's pretty cool.
Yes.
Natasha Jefferson, she said, hashtag CPS Reds gave stipends to teachers and staff. Definitely felt the love. But when my P does an impromptu walkthrough and leaves a positive note, I feel appreciated then as well.
That is some of the funnest. Mm-hmm. I like those impromptu walkthroughs.
Yeah, they're great.
Mindy Dennison said, passed $130 million bond, which included $4.6 million of much-needed updates to my building. Yes, that makes you feel appreciated. That's awesome.
That's great. That's a bunch of updating. Seth Meyer, who is at Seth Meyer, he said, our PTA bought a new Keurig for the lounge this week, mainly because they saw my meltdown when the old one broke.
I can relate.
Yes.
Angela Clark Little, she said, I feel most appreciated when someone comes to my defense in the OKPE4PE group. When someone is willing to stick their neck out for you in a public forum, they know you must appreciate what you're trying to do. And we do. Mm-hmm. We so do.
She stuck her neck out a time or two.
Yes, she had.
Nathan Elliott, who is at Elliott N76, said, our superintendent at Grendel Rick is very interested in not only principals and teachers' ideas and views, but our students as well. Hard not feel valued in a district like ours.
Mm, yes. Laura Pena said, I love our administrators. I love that our administrators encourage us to try new things and show up to support us when we do.
Mm-hmm. Alicia Winters said, at David Reed Jr. left personal notes after every observation. Every tea felt appreciated. Opened doors for collaboration, creativity, and professional growth. Thankful.
Well, Rick Cobb said, the way our district's leadership stepped up to promote our bond election really showed their personal investment in the future of our students. I love it.
Yep. Aaron Baker, who is at Baker Left, said, I got married in July of 16. Middell Soup came into my room the first week of school in August and said, congratulations. That's my super.
Yes, that's awesome. Renee Bell said, can't give just one. DC has most supportive administration and staff. They always make me feel valued.
Mm-hmm. Belinda Parks, who is at McCap Sparks, she said, when top admin take the time to stop by my room and really listen to what I say, it's pretty fabulous.
Yes. Megan Lloyd, she says, my AP writes notes and Grendel Rick gave me leftover donuts.
So if you want to know the way to Megan's heart, it's donuts and wine.
Donuts and wine. She likes a good macaroon too.
Oh, okay. All right. So Shannon Malott, who is at Ellis Malott, she said, each month my administrators go into each room and celebrate the teachers. They give positive comments and some candy or chips.
Nice.
Name somebody that doesn't like candy. See, there you go.
Okay. Deborah Thornton said, my first year teaching, we got a Christmas bonus. This year, my evaluator told me he has no doubts about how well things are going in my class. I felt valued.
June Kim said, random thank you notes from staff about my text being student-focused, creating connections.
At Kindergarten Rocks says, trusting me as a professional, giving me tools I need to grow. Open to dialogue.
Tyler Bridges, who is at Bridges Tyler, said, I always felt valued at hashtag CPS Reds as a professional and a leader. At K20 Center has embraced me with open arms and has valued my voice from day one. And the atmosphere is awesome to work in.
That's awesome. At Jalen Taylor said, too many to list. Different views are so valued. Thanks, Okla Ed.
Kyle Hilterbrand, who is at Kyle Hilterbrand, said, at Beauchamp Adam, handwritten notes.
Love it. Christy Cooper said, it's simple. When people just text me a few words of appreciation, it always seems to happen when things are tough.
She didn't spell tough correctly.
No.
I'll have to email her later. Mary Lou Barron, who is at Maestra Barron, said, best day ever, Friday.
Woo! Josh Turner says, when an administrator asks for my opinion and considers it.
That's always a good one. I appreciate that one also. Kimberly Blodgett, who is at Kimber Blodgett, said, I got called out at my very first faculty meeting at my new school for my students writing thank you letters to their past teachers. They were in awe of it, and they thanked me.
Aw. Trey Kirkpatrick said, the trust is felt between our admin and T's.
Mm-hmm. Todd Gregg, who is at Matthew T. Gregg, said, the time they take to get to know me as a person and not just as an employee makes me feel valued. Also, giving me latitude to take pedagogical risks.
That is so appreciated.
I like the risks.
Shelby, who is at ShelbyJR3, says, surprise Sonic drinks, surprise Christmas bonus last year. Sonic drinks.
I feel like Sonic drinks and Sonic drinks.
Indeed.
Stephanie Heim, who is at Mrs. Heim, said last Friday, CPS best day ever.
Love it. Jason Bing said, CPS red, best day ever, Okla Ed.
I feel like something occurred.
Maybe something did.
Donna M. Russell, who's at Mrs. Bustle, she said, A5 every day. It's great to be in a district where I always feel valued.
Love that. Nathan Meggett said, $2,000 bonus.
Mm-hmm. I wonder where that is. Pew, who is at Postard, said, thanks to all on here. This community certainly calms the Sunday nights.
Yes. And lastly, but not least, Melinda Parks. She said, these questions are hard. Always thankful for my friend, Christy Cooper, 80, who, for the advocacy of Claudia Swisher, Grendel Rick, and Ange Little, and for the passion of Kim Blodgett and OASC friends, Don Brockman and Shelby JR3. That's awesome.
There you go. All the thank yous.
So there were so many, and I know there are going to be people who are like, all right, every single one, but they really were. And I love the appreciation, and it was just hard to pick one. Sorry.
Okay. I went with Seth Meyer in the Keurig replacement because Meltdown, which I thought was hilarious. Okay. Question 6. Thanksgiving can be a stressful time for some students. How can we make them feel appreciated before the break?
So I want David Burton here. He said smiles. Lots of smiles and appropriate hugs or pats on the back.
Yep. Safe and professional.
And as appropriate.
Yep. Don't violate any rules.
Do not violate rules.
I went with Christy Cooper here, who is at Chris Coop 80. She said, I love and appreciate you, Del City Stucco. I am always here for you. And I believe you want to click into this tweet because I think this tweet had a song with it of her kids just basically generally enjoying life.
Aww.
If I'm thinking correctly.
That's really cute.
Yeah. There you go. Question 7.
Who are you going to personally thank in your district in the coming weeks for going above and beyond? Hashtag give thanks. Who am I personally going to? I think I'm going to personally thank the founders of our school for always giving me a voice at the table, a seat at the table, mixing metaphors here. And they really are good at showing their appreciation. So
that's good.
Me.
Good deal. I don't really have a district, but I'm thankful for my team that I work with at school.
Excellent.
Yeah, they're quite enjoyable.
I went with Alicia Winters here, and she is at Mrs. Winters 35. She said, inspired by some of Okla Ed's personal notes to students, I will write to our T's in my building. We have great people doing great things every day.
That's awesome.
So I hope she does that. I hope she follows through there. That's really a great way to show appreciation.
So I went with Melinda Parks, who was at McCap Sparks, and she said, confession time. I have a list and I try to write at least one thank you a week. I don't remember who's next.
That's awesome. No, I almost use that as my boom sauce. And I was going to go copy and paste it into this also, but you had already beat me to it.
Beat you to it. Question 8, share your favorite Thanksgiving memory.
Okay.
Was it this one time at band camp?
No. But okay, so again, I was in and out of the chat. I wasn't part of this question. So whenever I was going back through and reading to try to find my best answer, I teared up several times. I mean, Todd Gregg has a story in there about his grandfather. Yeah. And I mean, there were the sweetest stories. And so I was like, I felt myself breathing a little heavier. Yeah. But then whenever I got to this tweet, like tears fell down my face.
Yeah, this is a tough one.
So sweet. Mm-hmm. She said, my favorite Thanksgiving 2008. My mom and I hit all the Black Friday shopping like crazy for my 2-year-old little boys. I had no idea she would never get to see them open their gifts that year.
Man, that's crazy. And that's from Angela and Jim Little, Angela Clark.
Yes. She said, I miss little things like mom to shop with.
Yeah. That's a tough one.
Okay. You go.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
All right. So I went with Amy Curran, who is almost as emotionally powerful. And she said, Thanksgiving 2004, I found out I was going to be a mom.
My word.
And that's pretty fun getting to be
that's
a mom.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah.
So so there you go. Are you are you collected?
I'm good now.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Okay. I didn't pick a boom sauce tweet of the night. I'm sorry. They were all really good, but I felt like I needed to be a part of it and I just wasn't there.
Okay. So I went with Kimberly Blodgett and she said, if you don't know your janitor's name or secretary's or cafe staff or TA's or para's names, learn them, thank them. Uncle Ed, tell them you're thankful for them. And I would just echo that. Get to know all the folks in your building because, man, once you get that relationship going, if you make an oops, it's a whole lot easier to get out of the hot water if you have good relationships with everybody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, next week, it's a mystery.
I tried to find out what's happening, but there was nothing on any of the places I went to that said who was hosting.
Dun, dun, dun.
So I guess tune in on Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time.
All right.
Because it'll be mystery chat, like mystery food. Sometimes it's great.
Sometimes it's okay.
Sometimes it's a mystery.
Indeed. Dang it.
Oh, everybody take a shot.
All right.
All right.
All right, educators, you know what to do.
Go out and dominate the world.
What?
That's
no. Just something different.
They're only saying you're doing fine, Oklahoma, Oklahoma, okay.